While you were asleep, Trump conquered Venezuela. Measles cases are on the rise. And Grok AI is being used the same way every new technology is, for gooning. And more on this week's America Uncovered headlines. Welcome to America Uncovered, I'm Chris Chappell. So, I filmed this episode yesterday on Friday. I go to bed, and then I wake up to this.
The United States just attacked Venezuela's capital.
Nicolas Maduro and his wife have been captured in Venezuela.
Yes, while we were asleep, Trump ordered U.S. special forces to drop in on Venezuela and capture its president, Nicolas Maduro. Happy New Year! So, on my Saturday morning, I rushed in to film this. And unfortunately, I know YouTube will demonetize this. Because I'm going to be showing you lots of footage like this. YouTube has been killing America Uncovered financially through demonetization and algorithmic throttling. So I've actually had to cut back on the number of episodes I make each week because right now I can't afford to make this show. Which is a shame because there's going to be big things happening this year. But together, we can fight back. With your support, I can get back to making more episodes of America Uncovered. Support this show on my censorship-free website, AmericaUncovered.tv. With your help, I can get back to making more America Uncovered. Once again, that's AmericaUncovered.tv. The link is below. Now, I'm going to give you a full breakdown of the situation in Venezuela and why this isn't Iraq. But in a little bit. You see, YouTube's algorithm likes watch time, so if I put this later in the episode, it kind of helps. Sorry. Please bear with me as I struggle to survive on YouTube. It's a new year, which means New Year's resolutions to shed some pounds. And the government wants to help you get healthier. Not with a better solution for affordable health care, don't be silly. Health subsidies for the Affordable Care Act officially expired, causing insurance prices to rise. No, the government wants to help you get healthier, with SNAP bans on soda, candy, and other unhealthy foods officially taking effect in 5 states. Indiana, Iowa, Nebraska, Utah, and West Virginia, with 13 other states submitting waivers to ban similar items. Nebraska was the first to receive a waiver to ban food stamps being used to buy soda, which makes sense because who would know more about being healthy than the state that helps grow so much nutritious high fructose corn syrup? You can really taste the healthy minerals as you lose sensation in your feet due to diabetes. But U.S. Health Secretary RFK Jr. wants everyone to know his reasoning behind this and clarify that it isn't leading to a ban on junk food in general.
If you want to drink a soda, you ought to be able to. You live in the United States, you should have choice. But the federal government and the U.S. taxpayers should not be paying for it. Paying for soda for the poorest Americans, and we're going to pay up front for the soda, and then we're going to pay for the diabetes later.
Strong words against soda, ironically from a man whose voice sounds like it's carbonated. But diabetes isn't the only disease Americans have to worry about. The world's most contagious virus was detected at 2 major U.S. airports amid holiday traffic. Hulkamania running wild again? What's that, Shelley? Oh, they're talking about measles. A traveler at Boston Logan International Airport in Massachusetts and a traveler at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey were confirmed to have measles. This caused concern for health officials in Massachusetts and probably a little less in Newark, since New Jersey is used to dealing with way grosser infectious diseases. We've seen measles cases popping up more and more, especially in Texas, where last March they had an outbreak of over 100 cases in more than 9 counties. But while the Texas measles outbreak has slowed, measles is picking up steam in other states. South Carolina has seen 20 new cases, bringing the state total to 176. Of course, RFK Jr. is receiving a lot of the blame due to his, to avoid demonetization, let's just call it interesting takes on vaccines. But it's worth noting that RFK Jr. advocated getting the MMR vaccine, which includes measles, when the Texas outbreak occurred. And the U.S. isn't the only nation seeing rising measles cases. Canada and Europe are seeing their highest reported cases in decades, with some nations having more cases than the U.S. despite having a smaller population. So you can't really blame Kennedy. Vaccine hesitancy is growing globally, so one disease spreading can't be blamed entirely on one person. Except, of course, for Hulkamania. And now, finally, thank you for being patient, Venezuela. Overnight, U.S. forces entered Venezuela and bombed the capital city of Caracas. Has anyone checked in on the Nothing Ever Happens Chud? There are also reports that U.S. forces also bombed the mausoleum of Venezuela's former socialist dictator Hugo Chavez. Yes, Trump didn't need to do this, but he specifically decided to burn his body to ash. Trump has entered his Sumerian king phase. Behold, I am king of kings, supreme ruler of the universe, and governor of Babylon. By the end of it, U.S. Special Forces had captured Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro. Sorry, did I say president? Because according to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Maduro is not the president of Venezuela, and his regime is not the legitimate government. Maduro is the head of the Cartel de los Soles, a narco-terror organization which has taken possession of a country. I mean, sure, Maduro did lose the last election and then covered it up with voting fraud, but does that mean he's not legitimate? Rubio is just mad he now has to be president of Venezuela. But this was pretty sudden. Why, it seems like just yesterday things were so carefree.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Oh boy, that aged poorly. Speaking of aging poorly, this is Maduro last August daring the U.S. to come and get him. So you see, this wasn't really an invasion. The U.S. came to get Maduro just like he asked them to. But while this strike came as a surprise to all of us, it must have been an especially big surprise to the Chinese special envoy who arrived yesterday to talk with Maduro. I doubt China is happy about this. Neither is Russia, which has condemned the U.S. for its act of armed aggression against another country. Maybe Putin's just mad that the U.S. special military operation took less than 4 hours instead of more than 4 years. But while tyrannical dictators may be unhappy about this, Venezuelans are celebrating.
Hundreds of people here. Cars, playing music, everyone here dancing.
Florida's gonna be lit tonight. Okay, jokes aside, you're gonna see a lot of, oh, this is another war for oil. This is Iraq 2.0. Venezuela is not Iraq. What's going on here is so much bigger. This is about a coming war with China. Venezuela is a major oil producer. In fact, they have the largest oil reserves in the world, even bigger than Saudi Arabia. And Russia and China have pumped billions into the country, propping up a despotic regime so they could get their hands on that oil. This is a problem as China gears up to invade Taiwan, an invasion Chinese leader Xi Jinping said was unstoppable in his recent New Year's address. Check out the recent episode of my other show, China Uncensored, about that. But as much as China tries to portray Taiwan as an internal matter, Taiwan is not the end goal. It's step one. These dots show where Chinese aircraft carriers have operated since 2022. They want to expand out into the Pacific. Taiwan is vital to U.S. national security interests. The U.S. can't afford to lose Taiwan. And so, Trump has just cut off a major source of oil for China. And it's not just about China. Venezuela's socialist regime is also deeply tied to Russia, Iran, and Cuba. Not only that, but Venezuela was a source of drugs and illegal immigration and a host of other destabilizing factors that weakened the U.S. right at a time when China is preparing for war. In a single night, Trump may have just secured vital wartime oil reserves, reasserted dominance over critical maritime trade routes, and ensured the dominance of the U.S. dollar, assuming the situation in Venezuela doesn't descend into a quagmire that ends up draining U.S. focus and resources. As of this recording, Venezuela's opposition government has announced that they are ready to take over and begin a democratic transition. I have met many Venezuelans over the years who have worked long and hard for freedom and democracy in their country. I wish them the best of luck. But this is just the beginning. The lines are being drawn for World War III. Things are about to heat up. But with all this talk of war, we forget that Trump deserves a peace prize. Don't worry, Israel has got his back. Netanyahu announced that Trump would be the first foreign leader to receive the Israel Prize for Peace.
So we decided to break a convention too, or create a new one, and that is to award the Israel Prize, which in almost our 80 years, we've never awarded it to a non-Israeli, and we're going to award it this year to President Trump. This was announced formally over lunch.
Really? Formal prize announcements seem like more of a dinner thing. Maybe brunch. I'm told there are better things to criticize Israel for. This is historic not only because Trump is the first non-Israeli to win the award, which is the highest civilian honor. It previously didn't have a peace category. That was made specifically for Trump. Wow. First FIFA's peace prize, and now Israel's. Trump's going to need a bigger trophy case to hold all these peace prizes that were freshly created just for him. Surely, they're no Nobel, but I'd say these are even better. Because who knows more about peace than a soccer organization constantly criticized for turning a blind eye to human rights abuses? And Israel! By the way, Happy New Year. 2026 is an election year, and Democrats are worried about Trump interfering in them. Democrats are pointing to Trump's deployment of the National Guard in blue states and cities, as well as the Department of Homeland Security officials detaining Senator Alex Padilla and other elected officials. Chairman of the Democratic National Committee Ken Martin told the Associated Press that Trump is going to send those troops there and keep them there all the way through the next election because, guess what? If people are afraid of leaving their house, they're probably not going to leave their house to go vote on Election Day. That's how he stays in power. That fear-mongering could use a little less salt, but it has just the right amount of cayenne because it is spicy. There's just one problem. Trump just removed the National Guard from those cities after the Supreme Court told him he couldn't deploy the National Guard in Chicago. Yes, nothing says dictator like removing the National Guard that Martin said Trump would keep there until the elections to intimidate voters. And still abiding by free elections like the one Trump lost in 2020 when he willingly left the White House. Sure, he claimed it was rigged. Now Democrats are laying the groundwork for excuses to claim the midterms are rigged if they lose 11 months from now. Good. I've always said there isn't enough political drama and Americans have too much faith in elections. But at least we can still rely on AI. Yep, good old artificial intelligence is definitely a bubble that'll never burst and take the economy down with it, and its data centers are worth the spike in electrical bills and environmental damage because it'd never be used for anything creepy or off-putting. What's that, Shelley? XAI's chatbot Grok is being used to put pictures of people into bikinis. Every day we stray further from Mr. Rogers' light. This is obviously upsetting many X-users, as the people being put into bikinis aren't giving their consent to be sexualized by robots. And there could also potentially be legal consequences to this, as Grok itself points out, the 2025 Take It Down Act criminalizes publishing non-consensual intimate images, including AI-generated ones. I can only assume someone has already asked Grok to put this act in a bikini. And you may have noticed I said people in a bikini and not women in a bikini. That's not because I've gone woke. It's because Grok is also being used to put men, minors, fictional characters, cartoons, and even pets in bikinis and in more compromising poses. Frankly, there are too many to list off, and I genuinely don't know the legal repercussions of showing them here. Other AI tools such as Gemini and ChatGPT can also do this, but these requests are only sent to the user. Grok is putting these images online for all to see. Elon Musk, seen here in a Grok-generated bikini, has said he designed XAI and Grok to have fewer restrictions, but at what point does this lack of restrictions become actively harmful and inappropriate and potentially illegal material spreads faster than the world's most contagious virus, Hulkamania? What do you think? Leave your comments below with that American flag emoji to show YouTube's algorithm that we've got engagement. And please, if you want more America Uncovered, I need your help. Subscribe to my exclusive censorship-free website, AmericaUncovered.tv. Just click this button or the link down below. There's already been a huge outpouring of support, so I'm confident we can turn things around. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. Thank you for watching America Uncovered.